Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A better-than-expected report on jobless claims is out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting initial claims for unemployment benefits last week were down by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 236,000 when analysts were expecting a slight rise to 240,000. But it was the third straight week of declining claims, also the 144th consecutive week below the 300,000 level, suggesting a strong labor market.
Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker moved ahead earlier this week with plans to make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to drug test able-bodied adults who are receiving food stamps. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Kleinfisch explains what it will take to get in Wisconsin's welfare program.
But in order to be eligible to do this, we want folks to take a drug screen. So there are about 67,000 people who would be eligible to take this drug screening. And then after the drug screening, we'll identify those folks who may have to go for a drug test.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
House and Senate Republicans are still working out the details of a tax bill that they hope to get to the president coming up here right before Christmas time. Republican Senator Ted Cruz is a big fan of adding an amendment that he believes will help many working class families. He explains that amendment.
And what it does is it takes 529 college savings plans, which many, many people have. They let you save in a tax-advantaged way for college expenses. They're immensely popular. Parents, grandparents can save so that kids can go to college. My amendment expands 529, so now you can not only save to go to college, you can also spend from your 529 plan on K through 12 education expenses for public schools, for private schools, for religious schools, for homeschooling, up to $10,000 a year.
New reports are coming out regarding North Korea's nuclear arsenal. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
News of the use of Champ rockets came to light after being reported by the Sun newspaper in London. CHAMP, which stands for Counter Electronics High Power Microwave Advanced Missile Project, would be fired from B-52 bombers that would disable the nuclear weapons as they sat on North Korean launching pads. The Sun released the report amid the massive joint U.S.-South Korea military drills, which Pyongyang described as a provocation. I'm John Clemens.
The Albuquerque Journal is reporting three people were killed in a shooting at a high school in Aztec, New Mexico. Police are still working on the motive. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Aha! Tax reform! Told you we'd eventually get to it. Talked about it. Oh, so much. Oh, so much. Again, look at the markets. Holy shnikes. What does that say? What does that say for growth? What are the markets telling you? They're telling you that they see growth. They see tax reform. They see growth. They see increased profits. That's why the market is acting the way it is. That's how it works. Again, you get a lot of fools out there, left-wingers, that they don't really seem to understand this. They're at a loss. They don't get it. And even some, I know some of these left-wingers, I'm like, were you guys alive? I mean, I know that they were alive during the 1980s. I know you guys were alive. Do you remember what went on at that point in time? Do you remember what it was like for this country? You remember that type of growth? Anyway, listen, being honest with everybody here, I don't have all of the details yet. Nobody really does. And I want to put myself in the camp of cautiously optimistic. My biggest concern, and I've been talking about this a lot, the same concern as Ron Johnson and Steve Daines. I want small businesses, I want entrepreneurs to have the same shake that major corporations do. Now, granted, lowering corporate taxes, seeing that type of economic growth, that's going to most certainly help my clients' portfolios. But I also know that in order for the United States to be the dynamic economy that we've been, we need to get back to, the playing field needs to be leveled. I have to say, Donald Trump has been doing a pretty damn good job on his own in getting rid of burdensome regulations. He's done a great job with that. We now have to level the playing field when it comes to taxes. Big corporations shouldn't get a better deal than small businesses should. And I still don't know how that is going to work out yet. I'm still trying to get my arms around exactly what they're going to do. This past week, there was several articles out there talking about how tax reform could help lift the economy. And again, it works every single time it's tried. Every single time it's tried, it works. Did you see this past week? Did you see Janet Yellen? Janet Yellen, probably her last speech to Congress. And one of the things that she talked about was the fact that Congress needs to be aware of, and they need to be putting forward pro-growth reforms so we can get the economy growing again, because we haven't done very well post-recession this time around. Again, Janet, where were those words when Barack the Magnificent was running the country? Again, kind of showing that the Fed is a political animal, without a doubt. All we got during the Obama years was, well, we got a lot of liquidity. Corporations got a lot of liquidity. And yes, did it help juice things? Absolutely. Been off QE for the past couple years. But we saw really boring, stagnant type of growth. The animal spirits were just not there. This is one of the things that we need to get done so we can continue to push pro-growth policies. Yeah, I was invited on a program this past week, and they're asking me my opinion on the booming economy. Now, mind you, we had 3.3% GDP growth. I said, to me, this is not booming. I know booming. Again, I lived through the 1980s. This is not booming. It's okay. It's good. We're good. Booming, we're going to be up above 4%. Can we get above 4%? Absolutely. Can we get above 4% with our current tax code? Difficult. Very difficult. And I mean, one of the things that I was concerned with, some of the things that they're putting in to this bill, one of which is this idea of a trigger, where if tax revenues don't hit a certain amount by a certain point in time, it's going to trigger new tax cuts. New taxes are going to come into play. Grab your torches and your pitchforks. Government's going to come for your money. We need more money. We didn't collect as much as we needed to. How come there's never, ever, ever a trigger for lower spending? Why not instead say, you know, if we don't collect enough taxes, we're going to decrease spending. Now, again, let's put this in the real world. If you have a job and you're making, I don't know, let's say $75,000 a year. You're making $75,000 a year, and you know what? You're spending X amount. You could, after taxes, after taxes, you have $75,000. So, putting money away, whatnot, you spend $78,000. So you're $3,000 in the hole. Do you go to your boss at the end of the year and say, boss, I spent more than I made after taxes. I need you to give me $3,000. I need you to give me a $3,000 raise. How the hell is that going to work out? No. You cut spending is what you need to do. That needs to be the trigger. But again, that never comes up. It never comes up. Another quick story I wanted to touch on in regards to taxes, because again, everybody's up in arms over, especially in the high tax states. Story here, New York could lose top earners under tax bill. It's from Goldman Sachs. New York City could lose some of its highest income residents if the tax bill making its way through the U.S. Congress becomes law. Initial analysis suggests this legislation could eventually lower the number of top income earners in New York City by 2 to 4%. Uh-oh. Is this anything new at all? At all? No. No. People have been doing this for a long time. One needs to just look at the state of Florida, and you can figure that out. And I'm being upfront and honest with everybody here. I am a resident of the high tax state of New York. Again, people thought I was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for moving back to New York. I grew up here and lived in the city for a while, but I lived in Florida for 12 years. Why would you do such a thing? Many reasons, and trust me, I did the mathematical calculation. Okay? I know what I'm doing. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. And what I mean to tell you, I know what I'm doing. Once they're gone, they're off. They're off to see the wizard. They're off to college. They're out of the house. Do you think I'm going to stay here and pay these exorbitant property taxes? And you know what? They are high, but my kids' schools are really, really good. So I guess you get what you pay for there, but am I going to pay the high state taxes here? No. I you know what I'll probably do? I'll probably do 6 months in a day. Yeah. Become a Florida resident. Make sure that you're there for 6 months and a day, and you don't have to deal with all these New York City taxes, New York State taxes. Yeah, of course people are going to do that, but this is nothing new. It goes on now. I think that's going to speed it up, maybe a little bit, but not so much. Again, people, we have a 76,000-page tax code, plus. 76,000 plus pay. What could possibly be in that? Honestly, what could possibly be in? Could you imagine? You ever think about what's actually in there? Is there anybody in the entire world that actually understands or can comprehend that? No. Listen, tax reform, it gets done, and you see growth pop up high 3%, above 4% next year. You can pull out the old James Carville, "It's the economy, stupid." Good luck, Democrats, with that. Again, I'm seeing articles everywhere right now. Everywhere. Talking about the destruction that this tax reform is going to pull. They're going to have to find some way to stop it. And I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Earlier on this past week, I was handicapping this as a no. As a no. I just couldn't see how they were going to get McCain and Flake to sign off on this. I listen, hey, they may have struck a deal and McCain's going to say yes, but he's going to get somebody else to say no. I try to use history as a guide. And using history as a guide, this thing's not going to go through. But we can hope. We can hope. And again, we can hope that taxes are going to be lowered across the board. And we're going to stop with the class warfare stuff that I was talking about before. If you pay taxes here in this country and there are tax cuts, you deserve a tax cut too. I don't care if you make $25 million. I don't care if you make $50 million. Doesn't make any difference. What's fair and what's right. He didn't need a tax cut. Cut it out with the class warfare nonsense. Cut it out. It's just wrong. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chaps free.
New, improved Liquor Chaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquid Chaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite .com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. 2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than 2 decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
Bringing you
you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Listen. You know what I did this past week? I said, you know what? Why not? Why not try? Why not see if maybe I'm wrong here about Tesla? Except I did it in a different way. What I did was I went to Tesla's website for the Tesla roof. And the Tesla roof, it looks pretty neat, guys. I got to hand it to you. It's a pretty interesting little item that they're putting out there. So I put in my information into the various different boxes. I could have hit a button where I was going to have speak to a salesperson, but I didn't want to do that yet. I wanted to see what was going to happen, what they were going to come up with. So I put my address in, and guess what? The website didn't work. The damn website didn't work. You've got to be kidding me. This is a big product of yours. Nothing happened. I keep clicking. I keep putting my information. Nothing. Anyway, we talked about Elon Musk and his business model of trying to constantly impress people with the various different inventions that he has and try to make these inventions better than the next invention because the inventions before aren't making any money and he needs more money to come in. It's almost like it's an invention Ponzi scheme. And we talked about that in regards to his new big rig and his new fastest production car. But there's just one problem with both of those vehicles. There's this thing called physics. Yeah, physics. Remember that class that some of us took back in high school and college? It was usually an elective. You didn't have to take it. But physics, yeah, was a problem. As it turns out, all of the claims that Elon is making in regards to battery and battery life are not possible. Not possible. So, I don't know. Maybe. You know, listen, it wouldn't surprise me if Elon Musk comes out at his calls a press conference and says that, you know what? We're working on the flux capacitor. And our flux capacitor is like Doc Brown's flux capacitor. It's not going to need plutonium from the Libyans. We're going to be able to do it on garbage. Remember that? The end of Back to the Future? And he just puts household garbage into the flux capacitor and it powers it. You know, the funny thing about, Doc Brown was an inventor too. At the beginning of Back to the Future, he had the, remember it was the devices that automatically fed the dog? And then he had that super big speaker there that kind of blew Marty away there. He had some cool inventions too, Doc Brown. Elon, look to Doc Brown to try to make things work. Anyway, more of the media companies out there. Again, just as we expected, they're missing revenue big time. BuzzFeed is doing really, really bad. I got another one, too. Mashable agreed to sell to Ziff Davis for around $50 million. And, of course, our old friends over at Uber. In a big, fat, juicy I-told-you-so moment, SoftBank is stepping in and buying up a chunk of shares. They're doing it at a 34% discount to what Uber is valuing itself at this point in time. Yeah, I would value myself. I'm going to put a value on myself at around, I'll do it around $2 billion. Hey, again, Forrest Gump said stupid is as stupid does. If people are willing to pay, they're willing to pay. But a company continues to have more issues and more problems. And I don't know how long. They better take that company public quick or they're going to be running into some serious problems. Anyway, another big story for the week we need to touch upon is North Korea and their brand spanking new ICBM that can reach, and this is according to our government, can reach anywhere here in the United States. Reach anywhere here in the United States. Now, I would tend to believe that we're able to shoot that stuff out of the sky. One would believe, I think we have the capacity to shoot that stuff out of the sky. Maybe it's going back to Reagan's days, right? Remember the Star Wars, and we're going to shoot the missiles out of the sky? That's not the issue. That's not the problem. North Korea is a country that is, it's a mess. It's falling apart. Everybody saw that video of the defector coming across the demilitarized zone. When that defector, after getting shot several times, taken to a hospital, they found inside his body, and I'm not kidding, worms, parasites. It's very, very bad conditions there for their people. Now, they don't make much, they don't build stuff, but mark my words, you don't think some tin pot dictators and some god-awful terrorists out there wouldn't love to get their hands on some of that technology? Proliferation is what the issue is here. And Kim Jong-un needing some money and trying to sell his stuff to other places. You know, so how do you go about handling this? Listen, you can push for greater sanctions, cut off oil. Maybe China can help cut off oil. I think, you know, I use this as my Kill Bill. My Kill Bill example. The movie Kill Bill, Beatrice goes to see Hattori Hanzo to get a sword. Hanzo doesn't make swords anymore, but she explains to him that the person that she has to go after, he trained. So he has a very big responsibility. North Korea is the Frankenstein monster of China, of Russia. So I would say that they have a very big responsibility when it comes to this, would you not? If they're not willing to live up to their responsibility, then I don't see much else but then saying, hey, you know what? It's time for Japan to get nukes. It's time for South Korea to get nukes. I mean, people, listen, it is what it is. Okay? We're going to have to utilize Russia. We're going to have to utilize China. We're going to have to put pressure on them. The greatest danger in regards to North Korea right now is them selling this stuff to somebody else. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The defenders of the status quo just see their old, broken system slipping away from them. We believe it's about time that hardworking people of this country get a break.
House Speaker Paul Ryan today on Capitol Hill discussing the nation's oldest tax system and why it needs to be reformed. He insisted all income classes will benefit from sweeping tax cuts. Now, if you remember, the House and Senate passed similar bills, but there were differences and they need to be resolved before a final bill will be sent to President Trump. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, Senator Al Franken will soon be out of office. Terry Moore has the details.
I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
The Minnesota Democrat has been under intense pressure to step down over multiple accusations of sexual misconduct.
Some of the allegations against me are simply not true.
A large number of Franken's Democratic colleagues had been pressing him to resign. He is expected to serve until the end of the year.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You
You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactiv, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactiv really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactiv, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
This is some early 80s stuff. What is this got to be? 82? All right. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. And quick side note here. First of all, I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, by the way. We did. It was nice. My parents came up from Florida, and my mother had a had knee replacement a few years ago, and she's been through security at the airport many times. And yes, she sets the machine off and tells them, and she goes through. Well, she's going back to Florida, and she's at the airport, and she sets off the thing like she knows she's going to do. Actually, warns the lady ahead of time. They proceeded to basically do an entire, you put it this way, invasive physical search on my mother. Now, I wasn't there. I wasn't there, thank God, because I probably would have gotten myself arrested. 71-year-old grandmother of 8 grandchildren needs to have an invasive body search because she's got a knee replacement. I give you the TSA. Why? I mean, how many times have you seen this happen at an airport? And you ever ask yourself, why? Why? Real simple. Political correctness. Political correctness, they probably keep track. They probably keep track for, you know, somebody filing a lawsuit saying, you always search people that look like they're from the Middle East. That's racial profiling. You can't do that. So they can pull up saying, well, no. No, we feel up grandmas all the time here at the TSA. Yes, we do. We grab grandmas. We give them the entire Weinstein treatment. We Weinstein them. It's become a verb now. Pathetic and sad is what it is. Anyway, quick note on this. If you do remember, one of the things that Bill Clinton used to take credit for, I mean, he was proud of this. Okay, he was first and foremost, he was grab kicking and screaming to do this by Newt Gingrich and the boys. But then after the fact, and it being a great success, he ran away from it. Well, he first took credit for it, but then he ran away from it when, you know, the Democratic Party decided to shift, you know, to, you know, the Soviets, communism, and his wife is running for president, and now they had to run away from welfare reform. Well, President Trump wants to put his stamp on the welfare system, and he's in favor of a more restrictive policy. Says people are taking advantage of the system. Again, welfare, and we've described it here on the program, is a drug. It's a drug. The United States government actually puts this drug out. The goal should always be to get people off of welfare, not keep them on welfare generation after generation after generation. Let me talk briefly about education a little bit earlier on in the program. And, you know, one of the things that I've said here on the program, one of the ideas that I've come up with is that it is extraordinarily difficult. If you've got somebody that's been on welfare for an extended period of time, good luck. Good luck trying to get them off it. They're addicted. But when these same people have children, we as a society got to do everything and anything we can to show these kids that this is not the way to go, that there are ways out of this. And again, this needs to happen, and we need to find out who these kids are, because they're at-risk kids. You know, they talk about at-risk, but at-risk of being on welfare later on. We should be looking for that, because these kids are obviously not getting something in the home that they need, and need to be put maybe in a different type of school environment where they're taught the things that they're not getting in the home. This is what we have to do to stop this multi-generational welfare nonsense, which has gotten, you know, real common since all these great society programs. So to remind you, people, we've spent $25 trillion plus on the war on poverty. And we have the same level of poverty as we did back when the war on poverty started as we had today. $25 trillion. Was that money well spent? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, this is a story from the PBS News Hour. And I hope maybe we're starting to see the light here. Matt Krupnik. After decades of pushing bachelor's degrees, the United States needs more tradespeople. You don't say. At a steel factory dwarfed by the adjacent auto club, Speedway, Fernando Esparza is working toward his next promotion. He's a 46-year-old mechanic for Evolution Fresh, a subsidiary of Starbucks that makes juices and smoothies. He's taking a class in industrial computing taught by a community college at a local manufacturing plant in the hope that it will bump his wages. It's a pretty safe bet. The skills being taught are in high demand. That's in part because so much effort has been put into encouraging high school graduates to go to college for academic degrees rather than for training in industrial and other trades that many fields like his face worker shortages. Wow. How about that? Not every kid should go to college. Hey, it's big business, though. College was big business. Again, I can't tell you how many millionaire clients I have from all over the country that are tradespeople that have plied their trade and started businesses and do fantastic. I mean, you know, these things you can do with trade schools is you also teach these kids that here you go. You have a skill. You have a skill. You have an ability that is special. Now, you give them that skill. You teach them that trade, that ability. And then you also teach them how to market it. And you explain to them that, hey, you know what? You work under somebody for a while. You hone your skill. You get better. Then you know what? Then you start your own company and your own business. Wow. How about that? Yeah, no, Mr. Markowski. We need more people. Need more people in women's studies programs on 14th century Russian literature. Yeah, right. We need more of them like we need more holes in the head. Sure. That's That's just what our country needs, is more Lana Dunhams. Ah! Anyway, talk a little bit about immigration. I actually talked about this past week, and it was in terms of, on the program, I was making fun of Terry McAuliffe. Terry McAuliffe was the, again, to this day, I still cannot believe that Terry McAuliffe was the governor of the state of Virginia. I can't. Terry McAuliffe is the, how shall I put this, the Jordan Belfort of politics. You know, Jordan Belfort, Stratton Oakmont, Wolf on Wall Street, played by Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie. Terry McAuliffe is the Jordan Belfort of politics, and he ran the state of Virginia. And it was a story that came out this past week on how he was involved in another investment scam with none other than Hillary's brother. Not kidding. Couldn't make this stuff up if I wanted to. And they're getting sued. So I was talking about this on the program, and I was saying how, well, you know, I don't understand how people from Virginia could voted for this guy. And some of our listeners from Virginia took issue and said, we didn't vote for him. It's not our fault he got elected. It's around Washington, D.C. Maybe, but maybe not. We'll discuss this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
There she was. Just walking down the street singing. Do-wop, diddy, diddy, dum, diddy.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked
fine. I hear this song. You know what I thought of? Come on. In my mind. What movie did I think of? Stripes. Stripes. Remember that scene? Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Ah, boy. Yes, it's nice when I can just entertain myself. Talking about the former governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe. And again, Virginia. Virginia elects for governor. George Washington State. Thomas Jefferson. You've got to be kidding. Terry McAuliffe. Anyway, some of the listeners took issue because I was going off on Virginia voters. And they're like, well, you don't understand. It's all these government workers up and in and around Washington, D.C. that just want to keep voting themselves more jobs and bigger pay. And I get that. I hear you. I understand you. I feel your pain. Okay? I know this. I got some of the wealthiest zip codes in the country surround Washington, D.C., but that's not why. That's not why. Ann Coulter did the numbers. What happened in Virginia really simply is that Virginia decided to bring in new voters. In 1970, only one out of every 100 Virginians was foreign born. By 2012, one in nine was foreign born. The foreign-born vote overwhelmingly by about 80% for Democrats. They always have. They always will. Especially now that our immigration policies aggressively discriminate in favor of the poorest, least educated, most unskilled people on earth. They arrive at this country in need of what? Everything! In need of government. So of course they're going to vote for more government. They need more government. What is that line by Reagan saying? We grew up poor, but the government didn't tell us we were poor. No, oh no. You got government lining up to tell people how poor they are and all the things that they need to do for them. That's why Virginia is a blue state. What do you think is going to happen in Florida? What do you think is going to happen in Florida? You got one screw up after another screw up down in Puerto Rico. They still can't figure out the power. Still can't do it. And there's a whole other story of malfeasance crap going on down there. More and more are these people that are used to, again, big government, handouts, giveaways. They're going to move to the state of Florida, and Florida will be a blue state. It is what it is, people. Yeah, again, unless you know you break people of that. Again, people that came to this country, I'm sorry, okay? Late 19th century, early 20th century, from all over the world, let me tell you something. They didn't rely on government. Okay, they either worked or they starved or they created businesses or they did whatever that they needed to do. Not as much today. It doesn't work the same way today. Anyway, Donald Trump is tightening scrutiny of a lot of these H-1B visas here for this country. And that's an excellent sign, by the way, because it's a racket. It's a Silicon Valley racket so they can hire cheap labor from overseas because their business models stink and they need to have cheap labor. That's what they're doing. So, yes, they should scrutinize it to an even greater degree than they have been. And I wanted to mention this story. I saw this and I don't know. Again, we're kind of really losing our minds here. LGGBDTTTIQQAAP. No. That's an acronym. It's an actual acronym for all of these, I guess, different gender, sexual preference bit here. And they rolled it all into one. They rolled it all into one, and I guess they're making teachers take inclusiveness training. Inclusiveness training, really. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you're any one of those letters. Can you get the job done? Are you a person of good character? I don't care what you do in your bedroom, nor should anybody else. Well, because you're not hurting anybody. I don't care. Most people don't care. Inclusiveness training? No. No, I don't have to try to make you feel any more included than I would anybody else. I'm going to treat you just as I would treat anybody else, and you don't deserve to be treated any differently than anybody else. For crying out loud, when will it stop? I keep thinking that we've reached like a jump the shark moment. And we're going to turn back. But we don't. We just keep going. We keep going more and more crazy. Speaking of crazy, this actually went out. Great Britain is facing a 3-week-long Arctic chill that will see temperatures plummet and significant snowfall. Now, I'm not going to be talking about global warming with this one. There's another study, by the way, that came out this past week saying, yeah, there hasn't been any carbon increases over the past 20 years, outside of volcanic activity. But anyway, they're warning people that 40,000 people could die. What? Because of cold weather? Anybody think about this, all you people who love Europe and all their universal health care and how enlightened they are. Let me ask you a question. Take a look at the natural disasters that hit the United States on a regular basis. This is just cold weather. You want to know how cold? Not even that cold. 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And they're warning that 40,000 people could die? Yeah, you guys got it going on over there in Europe. Sure, sign me up. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
Democratic Senator Al Franken resigning after 7 women came forward in recent weeks saying he groped or forcibly tried to kiss them. The second-term Democrat also said some of the accusations against him are false.
Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently.
In a House hearing today, FBI Director Christopher Wray said there's no finer institution than the FBI. Wray also responds to President Trump's tweet recently that the FBI is in tatters.
There is no finer institution than the FBI and no finer people than the men and women who work there and are its very beating heart.
And the Thomas Fire in Southern California is continuing to grow, fueled by the Santa Ana winds. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A better-than-expected report on jobless claims is out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting initial claims for unemployment benefits last week were down by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 236,000 when analysts were expecting a slight rise to 240,000. But it was the third straight week of declining claims, also the 144th consecutive week below the 300,000 level, suggesting a strong labor market.
Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker moved ahead earlier this week with plans to make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to drug test able-bodied adults who are receiving food stamps. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Kleinfisch explains what it will take to get in Wisconsin's welfare program.
But in order to be eligible to do this, we want folks to